Hi, my name is Susan McLaurie. I'm an executive producer on the short doc Innocente.
Albie Hecht, the producer of Innocente.
He points at her. That's good.
Well, Innocente is the story of a 15-year-old homeless, undocumented, and extraordinarily talented artist, a young girl by the same name. She and her mother and her three younger brothers have been homeless. But when we meet her, they've been homeless for 9 years. They live in San Diego. They've moved in and out of 25 different shadows. But what is unique about Innocente is this artistic talent that she's discovered, which is nurtured through an after-school arts program, actually called Arts. And when we meet her, Arts has given Innocente her own show. They work with more than 5,000 kids a year, and each year they give two kids a show, and this particular year it was Innocente's turn.
How did you come about with the story?
We produce our films through a nonprofit called Shine Global, and our mission is to help end the exploitation of children through the making of films and other media. So we are looking for themes. One of those themes was homelessness, and 1 in 50 American children are homeless. 200,000 a day sleep in shelters. It's an extraordinarily statistic in the country of ours. So we wanted to find a story that really captured that, but the way we wanted to tell our films, and our film like War Dance, which was nominated for the Academy Award, was through story and character and in a cinematic way. And this girl, Innocente, really captures that for us in her spirit. You would think that after 9 years on the street, she would be painting dark and very depressing paintings, but instead they're gloriously colorful and exuberant, and she has many, many dreams.
So how long did it take to shoot? And tell us a little more about her work in general.
Well, the shooting actually started back in 2008 and wasn't completed until 2011. And her art, as Albie said, is really very autobiographical. So she will paint her family, for example. Her current thing is that she has a new bunny rabbit named Luna. And Luna, I mean, we kind of laugh at it, but Luna represents something really very special for her. She's 18 now, and she's living in her own apartment for the very first time, and she's actually supporting herself by selling her work. And Luna is her family, and she takes her responsibilities to this rabbit very seriously. And Luna figures prominently in a lot of her work these days. Yeah, she's in her Luna period.
But her art is like graffiti, street art. It's very free-flowing. She paints with her hands half the time. And through this film, when we've been screening, she's also been able to do art shows
and
art workshops. And she's sold quite a bit of art in New York and L.A. now, and she's been able to afford her own apartment and her own home for the first time.
So one doesn't have to be a tortured artist in order to and actually reap fortunes while you're living.
Right. I actually think she has probably a very promising future. She managed to get her GED, and she's now pursuing her art full time. And she went back to the arts program. She taught other younger students. And one of her reasons for agreeing to make this film was that she actually really, really wants to do something to help other homeless children.
She is that spirit, and she believes in still having a dream. And if you have it, you can do anything.
Now, you're talking about as far as let me try this again. Please, yeah. So tell us a little bit about the directors on this one.
Okay. Innocente reunited us with Sean Fine and Andrea Nix Fine, the directors of War Dance, and they're extraordinarily talented as directors, and Sean is also a really, truly magnificent cinematographer, and they actually brought this project to us, and we were thrilled to work with them again, and with editor Jeff Consiglio.
So it's interesting, you mentioned 2008, and I think you might show the datedness of 2008, because you mentioned the term after-school arts program.
Yeah.
I thought they were all gone by now.
You know, it's funny, because there are actually something like 17,000... I'm so sorry.
Wait on that. He's still...
Could you reheat it?
Let me ask a question. Can we get a box?
Oh.
All right, thank you. No. Don't sweat this. Now, I noticed, you made reference to 2008, and you also mentioned after-school arts program. So it's already a period piece. I kid, of course.
No, but you make a very good point that arts funding has been decimated in this country. But and certainly school art programs have been destroyed. But there are something like 17,000 different community-based programs. And what they're finding is that these art programs have a tremendous preventive impact. They prevent kids from committing crimes, from joining gangs, from dropping out of school, and they actually seem to support academic achievement.
How many festivals have you been to so far with the film?
I would say about a half a dozen now. What would you say?
Well, we've been to a half a dozen. It's won or been accepted to over 15 festival awards, and it's been doing extremely well.
How's it been? Have you been able to connect with the individual art scenes in each city?
Yes, actually. In New York City, we did a series of three screenings with Rooftop Films and with Dream Yard, an after-school program. The same thing in San Diego, and we'll be going to Atlanta in December to screening at the High Museum, and then an art show and screening, and we're going to be working with local young Atlanta artists as well. So.
And in general, all of our films from Shine Global have an outreach and a curriculum attached to them. Sue DeVellop, she's a professor of health at Kane University, so this film will have an outreach program that has an arts curriculum that we are hoping to tour through museums and throughout the country.
It's not just for movie theaters. Anymore.
Exactly.
No, that's exactly right. Okay.
So what's the film website so you can
have
people check
it out? It's www.innocentedoc.com.
And how long are you guys in town?
Just till Sunday, unfortunately.
It's like a concert. We'll get you concert tour shirts.
But, you know, I have to tell you, we love this film festival. We were able to come for War Dance. It's a very, very special festival, and we're really happy to be back. So, thank you.